Germs and all that. Okay, it's rolling. Hi, sorry, I'm... anyway, I'll tell you after. Hi, I'm Heather Donahue, and I'm your host, and today I will be interviewing... what do I say?
You're fine. You can say the name of the show, I think.
This is called Toncast. T-O-N-N.
You're having some chips. You're having some chips and salsa?
I'm interviewing Todd Anderson. And when we started rolling, I was asking, because I'm eating chips and salsa at Todd's right now.
You should really get close to the mic when you bite the chip.
Yeah, because I'm so hungry. And I asked, and Todd gave me the whole jar of salsa. And I asked, like, if that was, like, I feel like I'm being inappropriate at someone else's house eating out of a jar of salsa.
But, do you want me to put it in a bowl?
Well, if I'm at... Yeah,
felt like we had to start podcasting right away.
Totally, I'm flattered that you consider me such a close friend that I could eat
chips and salsa
out of a jar and like double dip and all that bullshit.
Chips in the bag, salsa in the jar.
This is like true friendship.
Yes,
I feel like we've reached a level of friendship.
Yeah,
now.
It's very collegiate feeling as well.
Yeah,
this is like collegiate. Eating. You get the bag of chips. You don't.
Tell me how.
It's not about
the. How is it clean?
Because in college, you don't do the presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you turn into a full grown up, right. And you're like, presentation is half of the experience. But when you're in college, you're like, I have a bag of corn chips.
Yeah.
I have a jar of salsa.
I have a carton of noodles.
I'm going to eat this shit.
Mm hmm.
And I'm not going to bother putting it on plates because that's stupid.
I
have to wash the plates.
Yeah. I like this.
Yes, you're right.
So when I came here, I actually forgot that this show was me interviewing you. So I totally don't even know what to ask you, but you just said something that made me think. What was your college experience like?
That's such an old guy thing. I'm an old fella. Thanks for having me on your program, by the way.
Your program? Wait, I feel like we said that last time, right?
Yeah, we did.
Did you know that? Or you?
Yeah, okay. This is a little callback.
Program.
NYU I went to, so I had
Now, were you rich? Was your family rich? Or you were like a poor kid on financial aid or scholarship?
I wasn't on financial aid, but my father sold his second home. We had a summer home.
So you were what, middle class?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, middle class. I mean, we were middle class and wound up in a very upper class town.
And where'd you grow up?
We were like slums of Beverly Hills, but in Sherbourne, Massachusetts.
Oh.
But my parents moved there before it became super popular.
Okay.
So they got in before it became uber wealthy.
Got it. Kind of like people living in Harlem before it gets renovated.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly. Before it gets gentrified or whatever you want to call it. But then, you know, the downside of that was... You know, even though their property and house was worth so much money, you know, by the time they moved, the property taxes were so high. They got so high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's Massachusetts, which property taxes are high anyway. And if you're in a wealthy place, they tax the heck out of it.
Right.
So they decided to leave so he could retire. He was like, if I stay here, I'll have to work for another 10 years.
And what did he do?
He was an IBMer.
Oh.
Yeah, and then had early retirement and then worked as a consultant in a bank.
And what did your mom do?
Well, she was a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was, before she became a housewife, she was a registered nurse.
Oh, okay.
And she did both psychiatric nursing and surgical.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got old enough and she wanted to go back to work, you know, she re-upped her license and went back to school a little bit to learn, like, her first day in surgery. She couldn't take it.
Oh.
Like, she had something in her had changed and it made her sick. Because she used to do it and not have a problem, but something, like, switched. So, she became an accountant.
Oh. Okay.
She's super smart.
Is she your accountant?
No. My accountant is here. I feel weird. I felt weird asking her to do, you know, my taxes. But she...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. She works for... I don't know. And she's over there.
You
and,
know what? Let's change the topic. You said a word. Mm-hmm. You said she switched. Right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that made me think... This is what I want to ask you about. This All is right. what we're going to talk about right now.
All right.
I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
That I've developed over some time. That all men...
Uh-huh.
Have a switch.
Have a switch.
And I would like to hear your
You mean like an S&M or something?
No, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I want to hear from your guy perspective what your thoughts are on this, okay. on this theory.
A switch.
So my theory is...
I mean, an S&M, a switch to somebody who can be dominant or submissive.
I'm not talking sexually right now.
Okay. It's just a...
In general, we're talking about romancing, courtship, dating.
Sure, sure.
It seems to be, in general, and I don't want to generalize, but I am speaking generally here.
That's
that
fair.
A lot of men like the hunt.
Oh, the conquest.
Right. Of going after a woman, right?
Sure, sure. And so there is a sexual element to this question.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not talking about whips and chains. When I think of S&M,
I get it. I was just giving you shit.
Okay. As per usual.
Well,
Stick to the program, okay? Stick to the program, or I'm going right. to kick you off and interview someone else.
Sorry.
I'm going to interview Colby.
All right, so I apologize. You're right.
He'll be a better listener.
He talks
less.
No, he won't. He's 9. What are you talking about? He might be a good listener for about 5 minutes, and then he's going to take over the conversation.
All right. Well, just listen first, and then you can do your piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, during these beginning stages of the conquest...
Sure.
I feel that the man almost has a fantasy of the woman. She's an illusion at this point because he hasn't had her yet. Like,
okay.
So she's like beautiful to him and enticing, and he has to go after her, right? Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure.
And then, all right, he finally gets her.
Thrill of the hunt.
And yeah. they're making, and then it's nice. It's not saying that that's when the switch happens, but it seems to be... That it could be any little thing. It could be one day maybe you show up without as much makeup as you usually wear and your makeup is cakey, or maybe they see that your toes aren't pedicured, or you laugh in a way you didn't before. And some men, it seems, have like, they just have a switch where it's like within the blink of an eye, the illusion of you is broken. And you're all of a sudden a real person, and they're just not into it anymore. Can you speak to this?
I think women probably have the same essential switch.
I'm not saying they don't, but if they're,
but you're probably right that men are more likely to be the hunters, and women the hunted, in this crazy game called romance.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a switch, and I just think that these are guys who are being, I don't know, kind of shallow, maybe?
Okay. Or maybe it's just not the right person. Maybe the woman isn't the right person.
Well, there's that element, you know? I would think that, I'm assuming you're having this feeling because this is something that's happened to you.
Totally, yeah. And now I'm so afraid of the switch.
Well,
to the point where when a guy likes me, I almost don't want it to be ruined. I want them to just like me and then, like, leave and not even talk to them so that I don't have to go through the pain of the switch.
Well,
it's awful.
Yeah, I think maybe...
I've been switched off so many times.
Yeah, and that's not fair. But at the same time, if that's happening to you all the time... Then
not
maybe,
all the time.
But if it happens to you enough, maybe it's something about you is picking to date these particular guys. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But like the best thing I think that you can do when something like this happens, and I'm not saying that it isn't, you know, a problem with men in general, because it very well could be, but to reflect on like, well... Because not all men are like that.
No.
So there are the better ones out there. So what about you is finding these guys? mm-hmm. and choosing these guys instead of finding the ones that aren't going to have this switch problem and mm-hmm. aren't, because men, you know, men do, you know, especially now, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to date right now.
It's awful.
Because we're in a world, I mean, like, while dating seems like it might be easier to me from an outside perspective, because I'm like, oh, you just go online and you, and it's easier to vet, and you're mm-hmm. not just like approaching somebody in a bar, you know, people have vetted you and you've vetted them, and mm-hmm. there's a better shot at some kind of connection if you're meeting, mm-hmm. knowing that, you know, there's these interests you have in common, mm-hmm. it sounds like an easier thing to do than just mm-hmm. sit and like wonder if she's going to walk through the door.
Right.
Or go to a bar or whatever, mm-hmm. or a club, which is, those were all things I could never do. It was just like anyone I dated, it was purely, I stumbled into it. Yeah. In arbitrary places.
Yeah.
Sometimes work, sometimes, you know, school or whatever.
Right.
But the inundation of pornographic imagery, and I don't just mean porn. We talked about porn, but I don't just mean like porn itself, but just the imagery mm-hmm. That we're presented with all the time.
Mm-hmm. The fantasy, is the illusion.
Right.
And when that's broken, that can be very scary for a man who's just so conditioned with those images.
That's what I'm saying. And I would imagine it kind of swings both ways. Because
so maybe there should be more, like, real person porn. Like, porn where there's, like, cellulite flopping around and, like, no makeup.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
extensions.
Sure, yeah. I mean, like, good porn is porn where people are having a good sexual experience and that at least seems real. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're into it. And I would imagine, you know, amateur porn, you know, has that element because these people are doing it for the fun of doing it.
Right.
But I don't, you know, I don't even know if that's really the problem. I mean, I think when I say these pornographic images, I mean the ones on billboards and the ones in TV commercials and the ones on TV shows mm-hmm. and in the movies and, you know, everywhere you go.
Right.
And also, like, couple that with, you know, the sort of romantic dreams we're sold, you know, it's like that argument where they say, like, you know, men are more influenced by porn and women are more influenced by romantic comedy.
Yes.
And really, what's the difference? Because they both
and like
are
people like Bill Maher don't think that women masturbate thinking of like fantasizing about like a man on a horse sweeping them off their feet. It's like we have dirty minds too.
No, well, I agree, but I think that some people, because we're in LA too, so it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go, you know, to a small town in the Midwest, I bet there's a lot of women who actually that's what they fantasize about.
Yeah.
Is a Prince
Charming.
Don't
get me wrong, sometimes I masturbate to a man sweeping me off my feet on a horse.
I have never masturbated to either a man or a horse. Never mind together. I know, but I think that might be part of what's happening.
The fantasy stories with
bed. And I also think that, you know, people in general, I think, can have a fear of commitment too.
Mm-hmm.
And part of committing
I'll give a specific example.
Okay.
You have more. So there was this guy that I felt was so into me. Like, the way he looked at me, the way he talked to me, the way he treated me. Like,
sure.
He looked at me like I was magic. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you are magic, Kelly.
Thank you. But I just felt, it felt, and I felt like I could be myself. I felt like that was the thing I felt like this man liked about me. That, like,
sure.
I could be, like, funny and goofy and kind of, like, weird and offbeat.
Right.
And he liked that. And just was always so complimentary. It was nice. Like, we had seen each other over the course of however many months, and never, and it was nice because I hardly do this. We never had sex. Like, it would just be making out, which is big for me. Like, that's new. Usually I'm quicker to jump into sex. So for me, that told me I really liked him because it felt like so special that I almost wanted. It felt very like two teenagers grabbing ice
like
cream.
It was sweet. It was
sweet. It just seemed so, it tapped into my fantasy brain. You know,
sure,
like
sure.
I was like, wow, so this kind of stuff does exist.
So what happened?
It was so weird. One day, I went over. I was moving into my new place, and my electricity hadn't been turned on yet, mm-hmm. and my mattress was late being delivered. So I.
You know why I'm laughing, right? Kind of? Yeah. And I can't say why, because it's right. a spoiler, but yeah. it's kind of funny.
I know. So, and I didn't know that.
Right, right. Well, it's funny.
Sorry, we're just sharing an inside joke. Right
I was laughing at parallels about
life
me,
was imitating
too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, am I really Vernon?
So this is
That's horrifying.
Happening. And I could have gone to a friend's house, but just the night before, this guy uh-huh. had, we had all went out somewhere with like a group. He was so into me the night before, like, you know,
wait,
chasing me.
You were one-on-one that night where
he was
into you?
We were with a group of friends.
Oh, you were with
the
group. Okay,
right?
Okay. So then.
And this was still in the, like, flirty, like, we're, at this point, we're not a couple, we're not, like, boyfriend-girlfriend, it's very much, like, in that flirtation courtship stage.
Sure, sure.
Just the night before, he had invited me over to his house at the end of the night after buying me all these songs on the jukebox and buying me drink, like, and we go to his house, we talk for hours, mm-hmm. he pours me, like, wine in his nice china glasses. We start making out. He's, like, begging to go down on me. Like, all this stuff. And then the morning we woke up, it was so, like, it wasn't like, ooh, get out of here. It was like, oh, I ordered an Uber. And he was like, no, I'll drive you home. Cancel the Uber. Like, everything told me, wow, you could really trust this person.
They charge you $5 if you cancel, though.
Whatever. I already have a bad rating with Uber. I've already tarnished that reputation. But the whole point is, everything that this man was saying and doing, actions and words, made me feel safe, made me feel like I could trust him,
sure.
made me feel like he really, truly liked me. Like, that morning, he was so into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, when I don't have electricity and when my mattress hadn't been delivered, I did ask a few friends. A lot of people were busy. I thought, oh, ask him if you could crash at his place. It seems like that would be normal.
Sure.
So I send him a text and I say, hey, can I random question? My electricity isn't turned on yet and my mattress hasn't been delivered. Can I crash at your place? He says, yeah, of course. He's like, I'm not going to be home until a little later. Is that cool? I'm like, absolutely. So he texts me immediately when he's walking in the door later. He's like, I'm walking in. Come on over. Smiley face. So I'm heading over there so excited. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. Like, in my head, I'm like, wow, this is actually one of the first times I'm actually excited. Like, I could tell him about my day. I could ask
sure.
how his day went. Like, I'm thinking I bring, like, a little bottle of wine. I'm like, oh, we're gonna have another one of what we just had last night.
Sure.
I get there, and it was the weirdest thing. It was the switch. And now, this is the first time I was in less makeup than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you've seen me, I'm very dressed up to the nines.
Sure, sure.
Know, cleavage, high heels.
Right, right.
This time, I wasn't like, I didn't look like an asshole. Like, I didn't look like a butthole, but like, you know.
Do you have that kind of capability to look like a butthole?
Oh, I totally could.
Holy
look
crap,
like,
you look like a butthole.
I could look like an anus. Total anus. So, I'm wearing like big flip-flops. My makeup is a little cakey from the day, but I still think I look passable and cute. I mean, you know, I still have my face.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm a little disorganized, so, like, I did bring, and I'm moving that day, so I brought a lot of my stuff in, like, a hefty bag and, like, a backpack, so
sure.
I kind of showed up at his door with, like, a hefty bag with stuff for the next day and a backpack, and he opens the door, and I'm thrilled,
hi,
like, with my hefty bag, and his his energy, like, he looked like I was a burglar. Like, he looked like I had, like, broken in. I almost had to be like, can I come in? Like,
so what happened? Did you stay the night? Well, so, and it was awkward?
I come in, and, like, he's so reserved. He doesn't even, like, hug me hello. I'm thinking, like, what could have happened within 24, like, just this morning, he was begging to drive me home. Just last night, he wanted to lick my vagina. Mm-hmm. Like, he opens the door, like, does a little cakey makeup and a hefty bag turn the switch? Like,
I don't know. I wish I could see the moment.
Well, like, you're looking at me now. I have no make. This is pretty much as bad as it gets.
It's not. I wouldn't freak out. But I like you have a hefty. Like, I'm. Were you wearing, like?
I was wearing a cute sundress.
Okay, so you were wearing a sundress. Like, you weren't wearing, like, burlap sack. Like, with a hefty bag and, like, and a bindle.
You know what? I'll show you a picture. You didn't look like a lady hobo.
Which is, you know, if you love someone, you love them even if they have a day where they look like a lady hobo. That's all there is to it. But
hold on.
It was so new, maybe it was just too jarring. Or maybe he freaked out, like, you don't know, like, maybe it was before you showed up he started freaking out. Like, maybe I'm giving her too many signals and she thinks she's moving in.
But then it's like, why are you begging to go down on me then, the night before?
Well.
I don't get it.
Guys think with their dicks sometimes, but I mean, it's
But it's not like it was a one night thing. This had happened
No, no, but what I'm saying is, like, maybe that's what happened. He in the interim between you saying, hey, can I crash tonight? I've got these logistical problems, and you showing up, he freaked out. Because maybe he thought that he was giving you too many
moving fast signals. But that's so not taking responsibility. It's kind of like...
I'm not saying he isn't a dingus. I'm just trying to explain what maybe the psychology was.
Yeah. I can't find it. But anyway, yeah, I go in, and I'm excited. But then when I sense his energy, I try to match the energy because I don't want to be too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I just, like, tell him a little funny story that just happened to me, and he, like, chuckles, and then he's like, all right, well, it's time for bed, and I was like, okay, and then, like, we, like, lay in the bed, and he, like, doesn't even touch me, like, it's so weird, and it's silent, and he's so, and he, like, clears his throat, and he's like, tell me if the fan is, if you want the fan on or off. Like, it's just awkward. So I'm just laying there like, what the fuck?
Like, I feel like,
I'm so regretting even going there. Because I really didn't, I could have gone somewhere else.
Dude freaked out.
It's just so, that's what I mean by the switch.
Freaked out commitment. Now, you're talking to a man who, when my girlfriend had to leave her apartment because she couldn't afford the rent anymore because they were jacking the rent way up.
Okay.
And her roommate was like, I'm leaving, you know, because it's getting too expensive.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, I can't stay here by myself. So she needed a place to stay. And I said, you stay at my place.
Yeah.
And she stayed there. And I had another roommate, two other roommates.
How old were you?
26.
Okay.
25.
And were you in love with this girlfriend? Did you really like her?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, like, that's a huge thing to do. Like, after dating someone...
Was it too much? Did I go too far too soon?
No.
With a hefty bag?
No, you didn't. But what I'm saying is... it's like for... I don't know. It was like a logistical thing. And in my mind, I was like, well, this could blow up in my face.
Yeah.
And it could be an absolutely miserable time living with this woman.
Yeah.
But I loved her.
Yeah.
And loved hanging out with her. And she needed to play. It was, I kind of looked at that as the universe was was pushing us together.
Right.
And I was, I think I was right, because we're married still, and I have this kid.
Oh, this was Hillary. Yeah,
and she lived there, and eventually drove all my other roommates out, and then we stayed in that apartment for a long time.
Oh, this is great.
And then we moved to another apartment, and another apartment,
but
and another
see,
apartment,
that's the thing, that's why I'm kind of beating myself up instead of blaming him that this is a switch, because I feel like I should have known better. I feel like it was going so well. He was so into me. It was following that whole fantasy illusion thing. Like, he was chasing me.
But he freaked out.
And then I
out.
Feel like I asked too much too soon. I showed up in a hefty bag. Like,
well, that I think that's what happened.
It
and he was probably
bag.
Happy to accommodate you because he liked you a lot.
Because he's a nice person.
But after he hung up the phone, after he said, yeah, of course you can crash here the way you do with a friend.
Yeah.
Then he started, you know, his
here,
panic
this is what
wheels
I was wearing.
Started spinning.
This is me, no makeup, in that dress and flat shoes.
Is that the guy?
No. But that's exactly pretty much
I would,
what I looked like.
I would not have.
With a hat. That it was her with a hefty bag.
I don't.
And a bag.
The hefty bag is weird. Maybe it was the hefty bag.
But if you really like someone, wouldn't you think that's cute? Like,
yes.
If Hillary showed up with a hefty bag.
Yes. Yes. But he, I'm telling you, he had become awkward before you showed up.
Are you sure? I feel like if he opened the door
did
and
he
I
open,
was in, dressed up with like,
you think
boo,
so?
Maybe. I don't know.
You, I mean, do you think it's your appearance that flipped the switch?
I don't
versus,
know.
I feel like most likely, after he hung up the phone with you, when you said, I need to crash, you said, of course you can crash, he started freaking out.
Okay.
Because then he started thinking, the same way, like, it happened with Hillary and me, I just mm-hmm. didn't freak out, mm-hmm. where I was like, yeah, come
but
stay at my place.
How many months in were you seeing each other at that point? Like,
a
she
month.
Was your
we were
girlfriend.
A month. Yeah, yeah. We were
that's
going
different.
Steady. Yeah, it's
see,
a little different.
Is,
still a big
this
step.
This is why I feel I fucked up.
You went too fast.
I did.
Maybe.
Damn it! I'm so mad at myself.
But
I really liked this person.
Well, maybe you should reconnect with him if you liked him that much and say, I guess I freaked you out if you want to feel it out.
No, but that's kind of bullshit. Like, if he really
he
liked
should have been cooler.
Me,
he freaked out. He freaked out. But I think it was... I could be
the
wrong.
Right person. I guess that's my question. That's what
if,
I'm interviewing
if he's
you
the
about.
Right person,
is would, there... Or is there something to be said for those rules and, like, the little, the fantasy in the beginning that you play out? Like, versus if you're just right for someone, you're right for them no matter what you do.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
well, I don't believe in it, in I don't have this romantic belief that there's, you know, one person out there.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what I mean? There are
I
many
think
right,
there
compatible
are many right people.
That's what I'm saying.
And maybe there aren't. It depends on who you are. We put pressure on ourselves to have these romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you can live for a long time without them. And have a perfectly wonderful life without them. That said, I think it's okay to play out the fantasy. It's okay to have a honeymoon phase. But if you mean by fantasy that you have to dress up to the nines
I mean,
every time you see this
courtship
person.
Rules, like, either A,
don't like
I
wait
went,
for 3 days after the first date. Don't call.
I did too much too soon. Like, for example, let's say I didn't ask him to stay at his house when I didn't have electricity. And I asked a friend, right?
Yeah.
Chances are, next time I saw this man, he would be interested in me. Because I was still hard to get or still, like, keeping that, you know, reserved nature where he was still chasing me.
Right.
Because I went to him so soon in that fashion, it scared him. So if I had not done that, would it maybe turn out that he wouldn't be right for me later down the line with something else because it's just not right? Or could it have worked out because I played by those rules of not doing too much too soon? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I totally see what you're saying.
It's something I'm pondering lately.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard for me to know because I didn't know the guy. but, I mean, yeah, it could be that he freaked out because of that. Here's this real person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here's this real person. Maybe the not having makeup.
And that was painful for me because it made me think, well, what were all those other times? Like, the minute I'm a real person, you don't want me? That was just so
hurtful. But then the other way to look at this, Heather, is that you dodged a bullet there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you really liked the guy, and then when he saw another facet of you, it's not saying that the dress to the nines isn't a real.
It's not like I was that different.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened.
I just had a hefty bag.
It sounds like he freaked out either because on some level because of the reality of you and the reality of maybe his feelings for you even. And your feelings for him and all that stuff freaked him out. Like a lot of people get freaked out about commitment. People freak the fuck out about that. Some people, that's all they want to do is commit to somebody. Other people, it freaks them out.
What?
Because it sounds like a prison or something.
Yeah.
And then I think you're right. I think that some guys freak out because they just want the fantasy and they don't want the reality of a person.
Yeah.
But this is a systemic problem that we have.
That was the version I was showing. That was me putting myself out there saying, right. Hey, buddy, I like you. All the other times he had come after me.
Right.
So that was, you know, it was kind of a moment, a pivotal moment for me where it got me thinking about these fantasies and illusions and realities and.
Yeah.
All that.
Let me ask you this, just in general, because if this has happened to you a bunch of times,
honestly, I don't date that many people. It's not like this happens to me every month.
No,
I
mean, I'm not a slut shamer.
And I also
you can do whatever
and
you
I
want.
And I also don't
want
to play the role defend. Of wounded girl who.
No,
like,
no,
can't
I, obviously
be,
you're not. But what I was going to ask is, how much do these guys know what you do? Are they aware?
For a living?
Yeah. Are they aware of your career? Yeah. Are they aware that you're on TV?
Any person I seriously go on a date with and give my time to like go on a date
knows
exactly.
So here's my question: do you think that amplifies the separation between fantasy and reality that we're talking about?
Because
they see you on TV, and they're like, she's this thing on TV, and then she's other thing when she's not on TV.
Could very well be.
Because people have a really hard time separating characters from actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it freaks them out. So that may be contributing to
that
your
could
problem.
Absolutely be a factor.
Because I know that somebody called a commercial production company of a commercial that I had done.
Okay.
And told them that the guy in their commercial, me,
okay,
was a terrible, terrible murderer. And they should stop airing the commercial.
What?
And then when my agent called me, I like freaked out because I didn't really put two and two together. But then I realized I had just done an episode of Hawaii Five-0 that just aired at the same time the commercial started airing, I killed my half sister.
People are so ridiculous.
But that's like a crazy. That's an actual crazy
person.
That's
like an exacerbated
but
example.
They're exactly. But I wonder if part of this dating problem is the same thing.
It's
because
the same,
the guys
it's relevant
are
to this issue.
And this is like, it's like falling in love with a model in a magazine
and
going after her and getting
model.
Her. But it's the same thing. It's like a Jay Giles friggin' song. You know, the Jay Giles band. You're not that old, but it's like you fall in love with this fantasy that you see on the TV, and wouldn't that be great to have that fantasy as my thing, my romantic thing? But then you meet the person, and they're like, "Oh, wait a sec, they're actually a human being." That's what actors are.
Human.
It
made me feel like this, like ugly, like grotesque, like beast. like. I started to feel like this awful, you know, like, just, like, beast. Like Beauty and the Beast.
It's not fair. It's not fair, and it's not right, and I don't agree with his reaction.
Maybe I should never wear makeup. Maybe I should just go on first dates.
Yeah, but you have to wear makeup because you
maybe instead of a purse.
Like, just show up on dates always looking like garbage.
I should show up on a date with a hefty bag.
Right, always.
As my purse,
always.
That's the moral.
No makeup and a garbage bag.
That's the moral of this podcast today.
I think it's a good moral. I think it's a good moral. Have the chips been good?
Fucking great.
You really like those chips.
I do.
I ate so many.
Did your switch get turned off, Todd?
No, it with these turned chips. On, Heather. Keep eating them chips. So I got to go help this friend of mine with a story thing. So,
Okay.
You want to wrap up the show?
Sure, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening in, guys. It was so nice being with you all. We're going to go. And if you have any questions or comments, what should they do? Do you have an email?
You can go to info@toddrobertanderson.com.
Or info@ketherdonahue.com.
Or you could post on the wall of my podcast or
We want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
We want to know from you, as men, as women, how do you feel about this topic of the switch?
I just imagine all these people taking you up on this offer and then just going, who's the guy on that podcast? What an asshole. And that's just like hate all over the internet.
No, actually, me and Aya, just to wrap it up, me and Aya have this idea. Like, you know how there's...
You're talking of Aya Cash.
Aya Cash.
Of You're the
Worst. You're the Worst.
Yeah.
So you know how there's Flashback Friday, Throwback Thursday, blah, blah, blah.
Sure, sure.
We came up with a thing called Fucked Up Photo Friday. And it's kind of our contribution to this feminist revolution. And very similar to what we talked about today, we're going to post fucked up photos of ourselves where we have no makeup, our chin fat, our cellulite. Awful photos that you would never post to show, hey, guys, we don't always look like good all the time.
Yeah, like Jamie Lee Curtis did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am the queen of manipulating Instagram photos to make it look like I'm 20 pounds thinner and have no issues.
Right.
I don't look like my Instagram photos. So why am I posting these photos?
That's a good question.
So we're going to have Fucked Up Photo Friday.
I think that's great. And then these douchebags won't be so shocked when you're
exactly
got a garbage bag and you just want to crack.
Exactly. All right. Well, take care, folks. Bye.